Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm back in this thing, y'all. It's Step Your Game on Saturdays, each and every Saturday. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and I'm live broadcasting right out of Seattle, Washington. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Now, Step Your Game on Saturdays is all about talking business and the community uprise. So today we're going to be talking about visuals for your brand. It's so important to have visuals, whether you run a business, run a company, or you are an artist in your music. A lot of clients and a lot of people who want to work with you are a lot of times turned off by no-face companies. So we want to go ahead and step our game up with that as well. Now, there has been a community uprise, if you haven't already heard, about the Malcolm X's family blast Nicki Minaj for this photo that she had posted up. We're going to get into that more in a little bit later, but right now, we're going to go ahead and pay some bills, get into a nice little track, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about visuals for your brand, and for your business, and for your music. So you want to get a pen and paper, because you're definitely going to need this, because I'm going to be giving out a couple of websites today and some telephone numbers to some professionals that's working. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east. Let's go.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready, let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Segregation is motivation, the children and what they're faced with. Even though we're displaced in country, slavery, savagery, racist, we was locked up in that cage. Some people say his words was a mockery. That be the same people took his life on that balcony.
Called Negro of America, we should not be taxed by the scrutinized and tax class citizens. We should have a connection with the motherland, birthplace of original man, real son in black sands, a man who found faith on his travels, gathered information, brought it back to the avenues. Words of truth, enlightenment for the black youth, build government armies, enlisted black troops. Integration through separation, democracy through independent equality, signed rights for our ancestry, and the right to claim the names of our historically deceased. And you know we would have got it, but somebody shot him for having his hands in their pocket.
Gone, gone, gone.
about these predominant figures in the late 50s, early 70s. Some of you already know what I'm talking about. But for those who don't, rest in peace, Malcolm and Martin.
Get your bitch to do. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God. It's Ace of Spades if you're trying to pull my card. Tell me, who come in this hard? Wallace, Lava, Juma, Black, I ain't even count the bars.
Oh my God, 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 oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God, oh my God,
I got him like,
oh my God,
oh my God.
Oh my goodness, oh my God. That was Juma Black right there. Definitely doing his thing. Big shout out to Juma. He always comes with a lot of energy and we love to have him on there. So that was Juma Black featuring Jay Lava and Wallace, and it's called Oh My Goodness, Oh My God. So big shout out to Juma Black right there. We're going to get into this, you know, course that game of Saturdays. We talk about business. We're talking about that real good business. And if you out there as a business owner and spoken word artist, a musical artist, a laundromat, a restaurant, you need visuals. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Visuals are so important. For those who don't know what visuals are, a visual is a picture or a piece of film or a display used to illustrate or accompany something. So, you know, for artists and business owners, you know, they can see our business card a lot. They see our advertising. They see our promotion. But a lot of clients and a lot of people are not comfortable with doing business with no face businesses. And when I say that, meaning that they just see the advertising for a sale, but there's not a face behind it. Who can I speak to? Where's the customer service? Who's the owner? You know, I want to be able to get some type of information on this business. So let's talk about visuals. And I told you guys that I was going to give you some resources. And the first thing I want to start about as far as visuals is your business card. That's one. When doing your business card, a lot of times, and still to this day and back in the day, people put their photo on their business card, especially if they're going to leave it in businesses and stuff like that, or they're going to have it in a doctor's office, or they're going to have them posted up in some type of company. They put their photo on it because they know people are just going to be taking them. That's something that you can do. I would suggest to have two sets of different business cards, if not one. If you're going to just put your business cards in businesses and you have worked out an agreement where you can leave them in there, put your logo or either your photo on your business card. I think it would make for great business because now the customer or whoever is interested in doing business with you, now they see a face of who this person is. Now, if you're going to be networking and passing your business cards out, you can have just your logo on it and your contact information. You don't necessarily have to have your photo on it because you're doing it hand-to-hand. You're faced with them and you're making a connection with them. And most likely, if you're giving somebody your business cards, you're going to be able to get their telephone number and some type of contact to contact them later. So we're talking visuals in a business card. It's either you can put your photo on there or not. It's fine. But I would suggest if you're not physically handing somebody your card and you just have them up in someone's business, for you to put your face on there. That's one visual that we can speak on. Now, let's go to the next visuals, promotion. Promotional items. Nobody knows you're in business until you tell somebody. You got to tell somebody that you are in business. And the best way to tell people that you're in business is to promote. Now, it's a few type of promotional items that you can use. Matter of fact, thousands of promotional items that you can use. And one of them, I would say, is flyers. The club flyers that you see, the double-sided flyers. So you can, when you're using the visuals there, it's going to have your information on it. It's going to have, you know, what type of company that you're running. It's going to have like a slogan or a small mission statement or something like that on there. But you want to put your company's logo on it once again, or you want to put your picture on it some kind of way, and a direct contact number or
a number to your office or a direct number to a website where they can fill out a form of information so you can collect some information from them and know what exactly they're looking for. One of the things that I want to, the business owners that you should contact is Adam Hernandez, a.k.a. Slim Baby. He has really great prices on flyers, business cards, visuals. He's a graphic artist as well, so he does a really, really good job. He has did my flyers. I just recently ordered, and at really, really good prices. And you can check him out on Facebook at Adam Hernandez. Again, that's at Adam Hernandez. Or you can follow him on Twitter at www.twitter.com/TheRealSlimBaby. Or just contact him directly. I'll give you his telephone number. It's going to be 806-544-6024. Again, that's 806-544-6024. And tell him Diva sent you. So he has premium printing services. You know, you can get quality prints. All you got to do is get your files to Slim Baby. You know, you guys will prep your files way before printing. He's really good. He's really adamant about proofing. You send your payment in for your printing job, and your prints get shipped directly to you once they are done. Allow about 1 week for your prints to get to you. It all depends on where you at in the world. So he has 4x6 flyers, full color, UV coated, 250 flyers for $95. You can't beat that. 250 flyers for $95, full color, both sides. Then he has 500 for $115, 1,000 for $150. So that's flyers that he does. So you want to contact Slim the Phenomenon or Adam Hernandez, you know, Slim Baby Premium Services. You can hit him up on Twitter at the Real Slim Baby. Again, that's at the Real Slim Baby. Or you can contact him directly at 806-544-6024 or send him an email at 806slim@gmail.com. Again, that's 806slim@gmail.com. And tell him Diva sent you. You tell him Diva sent you, he'll hook you up. So we just finished talking about business cards, and now we start talking about the flyers, the club flyers, the black and white, where you definitely want to be out submitting them to people. We're going to talk about more visuals and more promotional items when we come back from another music break. We're going to talk about posters and vinyl banners, how important visuals are to your business. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturdays. Tune in live 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. Three ways to listen. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 when we're live. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or you can get our amp from TuneIn Radio. All you got to do is go download the amp on your phone, go to your Google Playbook, and download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. Let's get into some hot tracks by Cocaine, and we'll be back after this message.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday.
We're all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
How much you owe me, Shotty? Where my money at?
Born stunner, yeah. Mackin' with 40 bits up in the long
beating puss with the stick like a bar drummer. She give it to me like when I'm taking my money from her. I'm a born stunner, you whip a forerunner. While I'm in the Maybach speeding, burning more rubber.
Damn.
I sh** on you, better call your mother.
Mommy.
Clean up, use a born plumber. The way I heat it up, made it a warmer summer. I come to eat you now, food, more supper. We born stunners, use a born sucker. Why I'm seeing be conglomerate, more gutter.
Rip on my lap at all times, burn the stash all in my whip. Chitty bang, I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Fools wanna run around town like to take the credit, like to put me on, man. I started back in 90 with my new Easy above the law, NWA, Miss Chalet and T.O. still relevant, not irrelevant. You a church mouse, I'm an elephant. I'm crocheted to the ghetto rabbit. Don't fuck the tricks, you silly rabbit. With a man that rule again, shit adjectives, just send it in. I'm on the island like Gilligan, Pimpin' Ginger and Marianne. Legendary, cocaine, West Coast, seize the best, making moves, show and prove.
Check, got the cut to check. Drive hard and sleep.
Cocaine right there with What I featuring Busta Rhymes and Lizzy Soprano. Make sure you hit them up on Twitter at Cocaine Official, at Busta Rhymes, at Lizzy Soprano. That was a hot track, What I Owe You. Which you owe yourself a lot. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Steppy Game Up Saturdays. Steppy Game Up Saturdays each and every Saturday, where we talk about business. You know, we talking business right now. Also, we talking about community uprising. You know, and it's so important for you to invest into yourself. If you're not investing into yourself, how could somebody else take you serious? Jump in my chat room as well. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Scroll to the bottom of the page and jump in the chat room. Take about 2 seconds to build a profile if you want to comment in there. And take advantage of these resources that we posted in there, because we posted all types of links of resources. Now, we talked about business cards. We're talking about visuals. This show is all about stepping your game up with your visuals. We talked about visuals as far as with your business card. We talked about your flyers, promotional items. while you out passing them out, you know, if you have them in somebody's stores, if you have a street team.
Well, it's important. Visuals are so important. People want to be able to see you. We live in a digital world now, so visuals are very, very important. So let's talk about another visual that's important as well. Website. Your website is another form of visual. And I know some of you guys are like, where do I start with a website? How do I start a website? How much is it going to cost? There's a few things that you can do as far as a website. Now, if you're on a budget right now and you're starting a business, I would recommend for you to do Blogspot. www.blogspot.com. It's really good. It's a blog. You can utilize it. You can prep all of your information up there. It's so many different gadgets and tools that you can use to collect potential clients and potential consumers' information. There's different amps where you can put up where they can call you. They have a dial amp. I have that on my blog as well, where they can, it'll be right on the side of the page where they can call you directly on your business line. Blog has so many things, and you may want to go to YouTube and Google it as well to just check out all the things that it does and what it offers and the network. Now, if you do have a budget and you're ready to have somebody design it for you, and you like, you know what, I really don't have the time nor the skill to learn how to design a website design, Slim Baby can help you out. Slim Baby Premium Graphics and Web Services, you know, industry standard graphics and website web services at affordable rates with quick turnaround. So you can definitely contact him, or like I said, you can look at his services starting for website design from $500 to $1,500. So $500 to $1,500 is a really, really good price. So you start at the low price of $500 for a web design. He'll design it for you, put it all together, you know, keep it updated for you, maintain the website for you, updated information. This is worth it. You want to invest your money into yourself. But like I said, you know, if you're not investing into yourself, how could somebody else invest into you? Visuals are very important. People need to be able to see, you know, your prices, your service, your specials. They need to know exactly what you're doing. They need to be able to see where your location at, the history, the mission statement, who you are, how you started off. You know, and the same thing that you would be looking for when you're looking to do business with someone. You'll be looking for you'll be looking for information on the company. And testimonies are another good thing, too, to have on your website. People giving testimonies of, you know, them doing business with you or the meals and whatnot. We're always looking for ratings. A lot of us do that when we want to go out to a company and we're looking for ratings and we're looking at visuals. We want to be able to get testimonies. So y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We stepping y'all game up with visuals on today. Visuals are very important. And make sure you go, you holler at Slim Baby. You can go to slimbaby.net. Again, that's slimbaby.net. And check out all Slim Baby premium printing services. You're going to be satisfied. You would not be disappointed. He is Diva approved, and I have used the services. Let's go to the step line so we can get some love up in here. Let's see, 646-673, you're now live on Step Your Game on Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, Ebony? It's the XX Man, Sean Felder. How you doing? Happy belated Valentine's Day.
Thank you. What's going on, XX Man? Big shout out to the XX Movement. Big shout out to Eugene Felder for calling in. We're chopping it up about visuals for your company and for your brand. And, you know, Sean, you do a lot of visuals. You have promotional items, you got flyers, you got posters,
right.
You got models, you got t-shirts.
Right.
Drop a couple of jewels on visuals and how important it is when you're really in business. Let's say that.
Well, Ebony, the key is definitely persistence and having a plan. You know what I'm saying? I say by my second year promoting SX Energy Drinks, I needed to know how far I want to take this brand to have the people, especially the mainstream, know about me and SX Energy Drinks. And one of the keys with me, you know, me living in Harlem and doing events in Harlem, like I did the Harlem Book Fair, had the samples out, giving out samples. That was the time of Parlay Magazine. Doing the Harlem Lanes, black-owned at the time, putting the SX samples out there. And also definitely getting a magazine. Sometimes you got to invest in yourself. That's the key, because if you don't want to invest in yourself, especially trying to promote a product or whatever you're trying to put out, you know, you're going to be out of the loss, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You are going to be out of the loss.
Be out of the loss, yeah, and also be around the right people also. Also learn about people and see if they're really about pushing you and your brand to the next level, because if they're not about assisting you or giving you positive outlooks, you know, you're at a waste of your time. And, you know, I'm going to make a quick story. When I dealt with that shady promoter at the time I was telling you about that scammed me out of money for my energy drinks,
uh-huh.
It taught me in a way like, okay, you know, I took that as a loss, but I learned, you know, hey, I'm not going to let nobody try to beat me out of my dreams and visions, because you're going to have people out there that's going to try you and try to take advantage of you. You know, you just try to avoid it and make it a learning experience. And, you know, it made me more strong at that time, you know, but you got to have a plan of what you want to do to get your brand out and, you know, take it to the next level.
Most definitely. And even I wanted to touch on that, because there are a lot of fakers out there, falsifiers out there saying, I can promote you, I can do this, I can do that. But, you know, you got to do the research on them and ask them to send you their numbers, you know, and ask them their numbers.
Oh, yeah.
What market are they reaching to? And then after you do business with them, I would say make it a small initial investment at first. And then see what kind of turnaround you get from it. See if they are promoting you, you know, how they say they promoting you. See if your name, if say they're doing web promotion, make sure, see if your name is coming up in Twitter, on Facebook. You know, they're putting out the logo. Their team is pushing and promoting you. You know, they're asking you. That's one thing that I do is we out here Wednesdays and, Sean, I'm going to need you to send me some promotional items. But we out here Wednesdays where we go out, me and my team, we go out every Wednesdays, and we give out these promotional gift bags, which they're with the brand of Diva Spot on there, but they have everybody that I'm working with samples and items in there, whether it's from an artist CD, whether it's from an XX Energy drink sample in there, whether it's a sample of a cologne or a perfume, whether it's just a business flyer, you know.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're getting a full turnaround. And even with that, keep your receipts and make sure they send you an invoice, too.
And Evan, here's the key of how I knew this guy was a scammer. I found the research from a lady who knew about him, and she told me about he had scammed over 20 unsigned artists out of money. Now, is that crazy, what, Ebony?
Wow.
And what saved me, when I took him to small claims court in 2010, I had my receipt and a copy of the contract. Now, this guy is hiding in Atlanta doing the same thing. Did you know I got on the FCC? I got on the Better Business Bureau in Atlanta and told them about his scams. I got a unnamed network who did the research and put him on blast. I think the network's called 4UMF. I want y'all listeners to look into that 4UMF website. Look under Atlanta promoter ripping off artists, February 20th, 2013. Gives you all information about this shady promoter.
Wow. And there it is. Shady promotion is crazy. And as me having an advertising and promotion company, you know, that strikes an ugly nerve with me, because we out here working hard.
I said
start with a small investment and keep your receipts and whatnot, because you can write that off for your business later on when it's time for you to file your taxes. Make sure you register as a sole proprietor, a LLC, or, you know, something like that. Make sure your business is registered, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get that back on your taxes.
Exactly.
So it's not a total loss. It's a loss, but it's not a total loss. At least you're getting something back, and it's kind of like covering yourself.
Oh, yeah. You always got to cover yourself. And even with the so-called models, that they also scammed me a couple of times, too, Ebony, and I get back at them by having the receipt. I have a current model that I paid off $100, and she didn't want to invest in the drink. So I have a copy of that contract and reminded her, well, you could either refund the money order or just take legal action. That's it, because, you know, you don't got time to deal with people who's not really serious about helping you promote your product and get your brand out. I mean, those type of people, you just nip in the bud, get rid of them, and just move on to the next person, you know?
You definitely right about that. We're going to take a short music break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about the communities on the uprise, and that's what Stepping Game is of Saturdays. We talk business, and then we're talking about the community being on the uprise, and we're going to be talking about Malcolm X family, Blast Nicki Minaj, for using
his photo,
and she did some crazy stuff, so the community is in the uprise about it, and we're definitely taking action. Yes, it's your girl,
you
Diva Ebony.
Yeah.
Yep, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Spot Radio. We're going to go into a short music break, and when we come in, me and Sean is going to go live into this thing. Let's go.
Now and forever, baby. I could be your man, you could be my lady. Let's hold it down together. Just like we two birds of a feather. Shooting through the clouds, let's do the damn thing. Be my queen, can I be your man? We can take long walks on the beach and hold hands. Damn, I think I'm in love. She ain't a bird, shorty's more like a dove. So serene and elegant, she's magnificent. Let's get intimate like lovers supposed to. Trust me, I got you. Walk in front of me, girl, I wanna watch you. She's so sexy, intelligent with a pretty smile. Let's go half on the base, we'd make a pretty child. Yo, this is pretty wild. The way you came into my life and stole my heart real quick, just like a criminal. Wow, I got it better than the mother man. It started small, but then it stretched like a rubber band. Now your love is all I need.
We got the
moment, time going by too fast, so I say we need to slow down and start holding the moments, cause they ain't no neglect to stand. A whole of emotions beyond the expression within, so get loose. I want a wireless connection with you like Bluetooth, and a shorty with a heart that's sweeter than fruit juice. From 5'2 to 5'5, caramel complexion, brown eyes, and a smile like the sunrise. The proposition is this, we can make a pact, stick together, then fill it with a kiss. Cause you are everything I need like breeze, and the only thing I wanna see, baby girl, honestly. That body there hotter than a sauna, be my dream come true. Every night I'm in your company, lie.
Maybe it's your perfume. Girl, your smile, it drives me wild. I gotta let you know that's it, baby.
Messed up enough. So tell me what I gotta do to make it right between me and you. Girl, I wanted to be right between me and you. Tell me what I'm supposed to do. Still new to this love thing. I ain't dream, but I wanna be your love king, no fronting. I need you here by my side, and together, baby girl, we gon' ride. But I know you're tired of the same shit. I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to leave, but I can't give you up without a fight. That's right, you're my Mary J, all I need. Believe what I say, cause girl, I just wanna kiss and hug you. I'm done with the bullshit to make a long story short.
Girl, I just wanna love you. Girl, I just wanna love you. Oh, 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 oh. Girl, I just
Why we gotta fuss? Why we gotta fight? We turn our backs on each other like all night. Instead of making love, baby dove, you the one I love, man. I hope everything will be alright. You the one I wanna wake up with, have some kids, do do do. Now I'm forever, baby girl, I promise it'll be me and you, nobody else. You don't gotta worry about a damn thing, baby girl, I got you, boo. MP, no problems, but even if we got one, baby, we can see it through. No more texts for my exes, I'ma never put nobody above you. But please help for the real me, girl, I hope you feel me, cause all I wanna do is just love. You a dime, I don't really know what the hell was going through my mind when I did that. No, she detached, it was just that. It was nothing more, nothing less. It don't take away from how I feel about you. I know you heard it all before, but what I'm saying is true. We got too much history to beat through. Remember the first time we met, well I do. I remember when we made it official.
Remember that, baby.
It seemed like just the day you told me you wanna be my boo. Then told me you love me, I said I love you too. After that, it was history. Girl, it's plain to see, you was meant to be. Right next to me, kissing you, holding you, wanting you, girl.
Girl, I just wanna love you. Like the air that I breathe, girl, I just wanna love you. Because you're the only one I need, girl, I just wanna love you. Oh, 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 girl, I just wanna love you.
Wanna love you, love you.
Phenomenal Radio, the new station of Washington.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and we back up in this thing. It's Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east. Big shout out to the north and south. I got the excess energy drink man in here with me, Sean Felder is up in here, and we're about to get into this topic right here. It's a hot topic. It's been crazy around the internet and in conversations throughout beauty shops and barbershops. But Malcolm X family blasts Nicki Minaj for this photo that she put up. So I'm reading this story from allhiphop.com. Again, that's allhiphop.com. You can go to allhiphop.com and check out this story. It says, All Hip Hop News, no looking ASS nigga, but Nicki Minaj used as an iconic Malcolm X photograph as has some very important people looking. Yesterday, February the 14th, members of Malcolm X family and estate sent statements denouncing her use of the historical photo of Malcolm X looking out the window holding a gun, calling Nicki Minaj's use of this photo that was featured in the 1964 issue of Ebony disrespectful. Malcolm X's daughter, Alicia Shabazz, disassociated her family from Nicki's action. In a statement obtained by New York Daily News, Shabazz spoke on the controversy. She goes to say, Miss Minaj's artwork for her single does not depict the truth of Malcolm X's legacy, is completely disrespectful, and in no way is endorsed by my family. Nicki Minaj responded to the controversy the day before Shabazz, February 13, by removing a photo from her social media pages. She apologized to Malcolm X's estate and then responded by addressing the hypocrisy and the treatment of the term nigger or nigga and the statement on her personal Instagram account. She goes to say, the word nigga causes so much debate in our community while the nigga behavior gets praised and worshiped, which I actually agree with her on that. But she took Malcolm X's picture, and if you guys haven't seen it, go to allhiphop.com. That's allhiphop.com, and check it out. She has a photo of Malcolm X on it, and it says, no looking ASS nigga. But, and it's crazy. I mean, and we talking about visuals on today too, how ironically we talking about visuals can make or break you, and that one right there definitely kind of broke the situation. I'ma go to the step lines and get some love, and then Sean, I'ma come to you. Well, let's go to the step lines and get some feedback on this. 253-652, you're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington. This is Minister Ruskin stepping it up. I hear you, Ebony B.
Hey,
B. Back on. It's good to have you back on air.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Doing what you do. Do you know who you're talking to?
Ronnie.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Ronnie, what's going on? You want to give some feedback on this picture that Nicki Minaj used for her single using the legendary Malcolm X?
Well, I don't know what to say anymore. These images that they're creating for these young ladies, I don't know. And I'm just like, I'm in the corner on it.
It's crazy. I had actually seen a couple of club flyers with Martin Luther King on it. It was a stripper club flyer, and it had like a body of 2 Chainz, and it had it had Martin Luther King's face on it. And it was promoting this stripper bash or whatever the case may be. This is total disrespect to our iconic leaders. You do not do this, and we're talking about visuals on today, how visuals are so important for the business owner, for the spoken word artist, for the activist, for the artist. But visuals can make it break you, and as we see here, the backlash that you can get, you know, I don't think that she was thinking when she did this, or maybe she thought it was funny, I don't know.
It's they're using our icons to promote all kind of events and parties in the honor of him, but I think we need to, as business owners and people that have a lot of positive influence in our community, to step back and say, hey, man, enough is enough, and right is right, and wrong is wrong, and we need to be the ones that allow those folks to know that, hey, we appreciate the disrespect that is taking place with our icons and our legends, man, that have paved the way for us. So, you know me. I guess we gotta stop being reactionaries and be actionaries. That's what my viewpoint is on it.
And you're right about that. You know, I like what you said right there, Rodney, because you're absolutely right. And the community is uprising, and this is what we're doing. We uprising against these people and uprising against their actions and holding them accountable. See, that's the problem with a lot of people. They haven't been held accountable for their actions. You got to be held accountable, especially when you do something like that. Sean, I'm going to throw it over to you, Sean. You give me your feedback on this, and thank you for sending me this story. And you guys make sure you follow Rodney on Facebook. Check a friend of him on Facebook, Rodney Lucas. That's Rodney Lucas, Man of God Outreach. And we're going to get more information for Rodney in a minute, because I definitely want them to follow you, Rodney. But Sean, go ahead and give your feedback on this.
Okay, I mean, when I first saw it, I thought it was stupid and very black and disrespectful of Nicki Minaj on her part. I don't know if she knows the history of the black icons who went through slavery, went through the whole thing. Maybe she needed to see the movie Malcolm X herself to see that, Ebony, because that was just totally disrespectful. What was she thinking, you know?
I don't know what she was thinking.
I don't know, but I think what all the civil rights leaders need to do is have a talk with her and ask her what action, what made her do something like that. Listen, you remember years ago, Karis One did that cover for Boogie Down Productions by Any Means Necessary?
Uh-huh.
Karis One did it. He had some little slack back and forth, but at that time, Karis One was more songs about uplifting blacks, you know, so he got a little free pass on that, you know what I mean? Because Karis One have done things for the community, so we gave him a pass on that. But Nicki Minaj, what positive things has she done for the black community? What donations have she done? I can't think of anything.
I don't know what she has done. I want y'all to check out my favorite spot to eat, too. Check out Uncle Therm's. Got the street jazz featuring smooth jazz and blues. It's at 7:30 to 10:30 every Friday. The address is 3709 South G Street in Tacoma, Washington. Again, that's 3709 South G Street in Tacoma, Washington. Make sure you get that melody. Oh, man, I love the melody. That's Uncle Therm's right here in Washington, 3709 South G Street. Again, that's 3709 South G Street. Make sure you go down there and get you some good soul food, get you some smooth
okay.
jazz. Get you some blues.
Okay,
it's
good.
From every Friday. Yeah, every Friday, 7:30 to 10:30. And check out Rodney while you're down there out of Man of God's Outreach Ministry. Rodney, I'm going to have you come in and give more information about that.
Yeah, you can come on out on Friday nights, but in with adult atmosphere, grown people atmosphere, good conversation, good old traditional music. Hosted by Uncle Therm. It's real good and peaceful, you know. You just want to sit back and eat, just listen to some nice jazz and blues. It's where it is, right here in the city of Tacoma. And you can follow me on Facebook at manofgodoutreach.com Man of God Outreach on Facebook, or Man of God 3841 is my email, or you can pull up the webpage at www.manofgodoutreach.com. Post something on a page. I'm always looking to let people know what is going on in our community and in abroad and right here locally and nationally. So feel free to post your flyer, let people know what you're doing, what's going on. The more people see, it's visual, just like Sis was saying, the more people see, the more people want to come out and find out what's going on and want to support. So feel free, and Ed, thanks, and keep up the good work. Glad to see you back and hear you back, doing what you do.
I appreciate
New
that.
New Year 2014, you know, it's 2014. It's time for some real, watch this, for some real people to stand up and understand what's taking place. And on that same note, Ed, I'm being called to come back east there in the city of Wilmington, Delaware, to do a real man walk. A real man march there in Easter weekend. I don't know if you've seen the posters on it, but I've been invited by the mayor and peacekeepers to come on back to take a stand to help organize men taking a stand for our young people that's being killed back there in the city of Wilmington, Delaware. So I'm just honored, and it's a privilege. My life is going full circle. After 50 years, it's going full circle. I feel like the woman with the blood that had an issue with the blood, man, that needed to get out and touch the hem of his garment to be healed. And that's where God is taking us. So we need to take on these issues that's affecting our young people and affecting our community at a large, and allow people to know, hey, man, enough is enough. We need to stand up for what's right and what is good for our young people. Let's create a better image so they can do better.
Well, I appreciate that, Rodney. Of course, it's always a pleasure to have you call in and to work with you. And Rodney is doing so many great things in the community, and he's never stopped. So it's great that you're being called back to the East. We got a lot of stuff coming up this summer, in the summertime, the 2020 event. So we definitely want to look forward to bringing you in, Rodney, and working with you and showcasing these artists, bringing the community together and doing things. And that's what it's all about. And I'm so proud of Alicia Shabazz for, you know, standing up for the estate and saying, hey, this is not what you do. A lot of people just roll with the flow. They just roll with the flow. Like, you know, oh, that's just them. You know, I mean, it's a lane for everything. I can't stand hearing that. Oh, it's a lane for everything. No, it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. Some things it shouldn't be a lane for. That's just like saying, oh, it's a lane for child molesters. It's a lane for rapists. It's a lane for this. Mm-hmm. It's, don't accept that. That's not what our culture is about. That's not what our leaders and historic icons didn't fight for. And I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Last night, yesterday, me and my son watched the Winnie Mandela movie that Jennifer Hudson starred in, and along with a lot of other great actors. And it was so beautiful to sit down and watch this with my son. I love watching documentaries, but he has so many questions, and he got some real good food from it. But we're not just talking about Black History Month. Black History is every day, all the time, 24 hours. It's Black History is all the time. And I wouldn't suggest people to just look on the surface. When I say research or get into Black History is so deep and so rooted that you have to research, mm-hmm. research. You got to look at the ancestors. I mean, you really have to enjoy this. It's a historical thing, and not just research it online. But I would say this summer I'm going to the Black Museum. I think it's in Baltimore. I could be wrong. But we're going to be looking at and chopping it up with some Black African historians, people who dedicate their life to researching African history. And if our children know where they came from, and if we know where we come from, then we will have a lot more pride within ourselves. We're talking about our African history. We're not putting anything in front of it because it's there for us. But I think it's so cool to sit down and chop it up with a historian. So you guys, you know, make sure you check that out and take your time, because if Nicki Minaj did the research, or if she took the time out and sat back and researched these historians and what they stood for, what they sacrificed, you know, even sacrificing their life, but why they was killed, I don't necessarily think that she would have put that up there. I think Nicki Minaj is no more than, what, 24, 25, 26 years old?
Exactly. She's young, and she has a lot to learn, Ebony. You know what I'm saying?
She does.
Because I don't know why she would do something like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got a lot of love for our historic people, like the Malcolm X, the Martin Luther Kings, Harriet Tubmans. Like I said, maybe she needed to go see these movies and learn what they went through during those times. I just saw Mandela recently this past week, an excellent movie about Nelson Mandela, what he went through. You know what I'm saying? You need to listen. Mm-hmm. Go see Mandela. You know, excellent movie. Have you seen it?
No, I'm going to see it.
Check that out. That was a powerful movie. This guy, I forgot the actor's name who played him. He did a pretty good job. So the young folks need to see that movie of what Nelson Mandela went through. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, Nicki, you know, she really has a lot to learn. So, you know, whatever legacy she wants to set off, I don't know, by doing this, is really going to hurt her image. Trust me, it's really going to hurt her. It won't hurt her now, but I say 3-4 months for now, you know.
I say really the damage is already done. The damage is definitely already done. And you guys make sure you check out PC Muhammad with Identity 12 Branding. Again, that's Identity 12 Branding. Go to www.identity12.com. Again, that's www.identity12.com. You know, they are your edge for, you know, prospective new business and potential partners. So, you know, you want to check out Identity 12 Branding. And we're talking about visuals on today. And this whole mess with Nicki Minaj, if we can say that Nicki Minaj is young and that's why she did such and such, but there's no excuse for that. You know better.
No, no, no. And I'm sure she should know better, Ebony, but like I said, what was her thinking doing that? I mean, I looked for it, and I said, wait a minute, I know that's not Malcolm X. And you know what's so funny about it, Ebony, when I saw her and what she said about it, I'm like, no, 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 you don't do that. What are you thinking? This is one of our beloved black icons, Malcolm X.
He gave his life. He gave his life for what the... He gave the life for the freedom and the power that you have right now. You know,
right.
I don't. I mean, I guess we're seeing every... And that's why you shouldn't just roll with the flow. This is a prime example of when rolling with the flow goes wrong. Because I guess you've seen everybody else doing it, you know, with the Martin Luther King and people like that and thought it was funny. And it's not funny.
Oh,
that's not
funny. No.
It's disrespectful.
Sure
it's ignorant. And, you know, just imagine if you died, you know, you fought for something, you work hard for other people, for another, for your own race, for your people to be educated and have power and have rights to be able to work quality jobs, live in quality areas, you know.
Right.
Just imagine. And then you was killed for that. And you were killed by your own people.
Right.
That's just like all them. That's just like all the work that she put in with Cash Money, and then somebody from Cash Money turned around and kill her.
That's right.
After she was riding with the team.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, it show you how wicked the industry is, the music industry is, and with her, you know, I think they just using her as a puppet, if you really ask me. So, you know, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see Ebony, where her career goes from there. I don't know. I think she's supposed to drop another album soon. We'll see how her fan base be after this. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very interesting. I'm very surprised that none of the old school rappers haven't gotten on her, like the older female rappers, like Queen Latifah or Chi-Rock or Shantae. I wonder what's their point of view of her doing that. You know what I'm saying? Very interesting.
That's very interesting. Let's take another music break, and when we come back, we're going to get into more of this hot topic right here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East on Diva Spot Radio. Let's get to some hot music by another hot indie artist, Ambition, that is from the 253 Tacoma out here. Let's go.
Y'all flipping nice, cold and raw. He turned around and ripped it raw. Praying nights we get it soft. Trying to spin before it's lost. Taking orders, break them off. Make them judge and peeling off. But the game comes at a cost. Whichever way you roam the man, I'm thanking pops. What's in the vault? 66 stacks in my Bible real time. I'm not praying for the drop, I'm praying for the top. Praying that I get mine before I get lost. I'm not trapping for you, I'm trapping for him, so you connect the dots. Bad times we came and gone, man rising, ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off. Hard life he whipped us off. Shoot. Bad times we came and gone, man rising, ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off. Hard life he whipped us off, turn around and whipped it raw. This is how I learned to crawl, crawl. Bad times came and gone, where hard knocks put us on. Bad lives did us wrong, hard life made us strong. But he kept us holding on, poured heads never wrong. Part time never strong, still looking for my son. Let my daughter know she's not alone. Pride tears a certain song, hope we gave you what was wrong. This is what I stay on, hard times and came and gone. But it shine penetrates my bones. Oh, I walk like a lion in a den with many foes. May God broke the moat, if there's power in this pen then let it show. Holla at me when you win, man it's getting old. I still remember what they said, it's harder in life than in death. If you make it through the night, then you'll get some rest. Just a test. It's just a test.
Though I walk through the shadow of death, I fear no evil.
Bad times we came and gone, man rising, ate them raw. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off. Hard life he ripped this off, turned around and ripped it raw. This is how I
hard to hold the blame, especially when it's against the wind. Thinking we can change a friend, this is how hard every crawl begins. Never trust a man, pressure and success make you feel like you a better man. This is where the lecture ends. Live free, enjoy life, is built for the best of men. Stay positive and help the lesser man. Love him first and save a friend. Love him first and save a friend.
Bad times we came and gone, bad rising made them wrong. Night lights we taking off, satellites we taking off. Hard life he ripped this off, turn around and flip it wrong. This is how I learned to crawl.
A mega. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays each and every Saturday. That was Mega Man right there. That was NJ Threat with the hot track Mega Man. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at NJ Threat. That's at NJ Threat. Big shout out to Newark. Big shout out to Brick City. Irvin's 10. Big shout out to East Orange. Big shout out to Orange. Roselle, Linden, Elizabeth. Big shout out to everybody that's over there doing their thing. And a big special shout out to NJ Threat and Future Guru 100. That was his hot single right there, Mega Man. Make sure you cop that right now. Again, follow him on Twitter at Mega Man. We're talking about visuals on today. Visuals are so important, and visuals can make or break you. Me and Sean were talking earlier in the show about the whole Nicki Minaj craziness going on with her using Malcolm X photo, one of our African leaders, one of our icons, and using it and putting no-looking ASS nigga on text on the photo. And of course, Malcolm X family came at her. You know, Alicia Shabazz disassociated her family from Nicki's action, letting her know, like, look, she said it's in a statement. Alicia said it's in a statement in the New York Daily News. Shabazz spoke on a controversy saying Miss Minaj artwork for her single does not depict the truth of Malcolm X's legacy and is completely disrespectful and no way endorsed by our family. And you definitely right about it. I'm glad that she came and she was very, you know, adamant about it. She was, you know, professional about it, but she meant what she said when she said it, and she didn't have to go off calling her out her name. But having visuals and whatnot is so important, and I want to talk about having, not only having your visuals, and getting a really good price at it. Slim Baby Premium Graphics and Web Services are very, very, very affordable. I have used these services myself. You can contact them at 806-544-6024, or you can send them an email at 806slimbaby@gmail.com, and also check out his work at slimbaby.net. Again, that's at slimbaby.net. Now, one of the things that he had on here, which I thought was very, very interesting, it says Indie Grind packages includes artwork, mixtape units, and flyers for your music projects shipped to your market ready. So he got the starters package here, which is mixtape design, 250 pressed and printed units. So that's $375. So you're getting 250. You get the mixtape design, you get the artwork and the design done, and you're getting 250 pressed units for $375. That's including shipping. That's really good. Then you got your street team promotion, your street team package, which is the mixtape design, flyer design, 250 units plus 1,000 flyers for $535. That's really good. If you're really talking about making it happen and you're trying to get your visuals out and you need to get your visual package together, you want to contact Slim Baby Premium Services and you want to go to slimbaby.net. I have used these services and I think it's great, and I will continue to work with him. We were talking about websites at the beginning of the show, and I wanted to drop two other sites on you guys as far as building a website. I gave you a Blogspot. Now, the next one I want to give you is Vizify.com. That's www.vizfy or Vizify.com. It's really, really cool to use this, and it brings all your social networks together, into all the information, and it build a site for you. And it's really, really cool, and it tracks your statistics. I do have with Vizify myself, and let me go to it right now because it's so dope. Vizify.com. And you can create your own personal website in seconds. It doesn't take that long. And you can, they have it where you can share it. You can share it via the net, and you can share it mobily. You can share it through your phone. So you boost your online influence with, you know, an infographical website about you, your own domain, your email forwarding, automated updates, and the SEO. You're getting it all here. So Vizify.com, V-I-Z-I-F-Y, that's another one that you can use. And you can do, like, this really cool video with your Twitter as well. And you can put this hot music behind it. And big shout out to Slate Stone for introducing me to this, because I was like, wow, this is cool. It's showing how you tweet, when you tweet, your post, everything. And I just love it. What you talk about on your post and on your networks about your career, it has your photos. I mean, you can't go wrong here. The next one I want to tell you guys about, and the last one I want to tell you guys about as far as website design and promotion, is Wix. www.wix.com. Wix has been around for a long time, and you can build, and it's very, you know, user-friendly. It's very user-friendly, so check out Wix.com, too. I can't say enough about that. But going back into, big shout-out to Corey, a.k.a. Mr. Brinson. Big shout-out to him. I got to give some shout-out love. Big shout out to Slate Stone. Big shout out to Future Guru 100, Slim the Phenomenon, G Chrome, Denia Zor. Big shout out to Ali Joseph. Big shout out to PC Muhammad. I see you guys tuning in live. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Step Your Game on Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East. We're talking about visuals for your brand. A lot of people that do business or go to restaurants or, you know, consumers, they want to be able to see some visuals. A lot of people are turned off by no-face companies. I really want to invest my money into a company if they don't have, like, a bio, history on the company. I need to see somebody. I need to be able to get in contact with customer service as well. So when you're doing your business, and as artists especially, your social media is so important. So be clear what you post on your social networking sites. Make sure it's matching what you're talking about, because if you need to rant, please don't rant on social media. It's going to kill you. Your pictures on your Twitter and on your Facebook, please make sure they match your brand. It should be your logo, not chicks, back shots of chicks and ladies. Please keep it respectful, because as radio personalities and promoters, we're looking at this. We're tying our brand to you. We're seeing what you're doing. So we want to make sure that you're about business, because if you're not about business, we're going to KIM on you. And we've seen how with the whole Malcolm X situation, Nicki Minaj posting that picture of Malcolm X and those very disrespectful words, text on the photo, how it could kill your brand. Nicki Minaj has lost some respect for this. And if you want to get the story about Malcolm X family blast Nicki Minaj for look at ASS nigga photo, go to www.allhiphop.com. Again, that's www.allhiphop.com and check it out. You're going to see it, because and the family is in an uproar. She got a lot of people coming at her. And I don't think that Nicki really understand the significance that Malcolm X hold. And also those people out there putting flyers up and putting Martin Luther King face on there with a 2 Chainz body and promoting strippers and all types of BS. Step your game up, yo. If you want to call in and if you want to comment on this situation, station, call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Again, press the 1 button to get your mic open. Sean, I'm going to throw it over to you, man.
Okay. Like I said, Ebony, you know, like I said, I'm just curious to see the old school rappers talk about this. You know, two people that really need to get at her? Afrika Bambaataa and Kool Herc, the founders of hip-hop. I'm going to say it again. Afrika Bambaataa and Kool Herc. And what they should do is give her a call and have a serious conversation with her and say, what example are you setting for hip-hop culture? Just try to put her on her place, you know what I'm saying? Because they need to do that. They need to do that, Ebony, of the history of hip-hop. It's supposed to be about wisdom, understanding, love,
for the culture. And a lot of these new rappers don't have that type of feeling of hip-hop culture, you know what I'm saying? So we need to reach out to Afrika Bambaataa and Kool Herc and have a talk with Nicki about this and, you know, put her in her place, you know what I mean?
I mean, even with Reprimanded, big shout-out to Kano the Pyro from HME Radio. I was on their show, I think it was like the last month or a month before that, and they were talking about if there was a if there was to be a have a hip-hop committee put together, you know, who would be the president, who would be the CEO and stuff like that to protect the culture and to protect the authenticity of the culture. There should be people put in place. When you disrespect hip-hop, I'm not talking about rap, because hip-hop and rap are two different things. They are two different entities. If, like, I look at it like this, like in a basketball game or a football game. If you, you know, do something crazy or unnecessary roughness or, you know, holding a mask, they fine you. You should be fine for disrespecting hip-hop. I'm serious.
Exactly.
You should be fine. And if you, a lot of people in the industry, especially with Nicki Minaj and the whole Cash Money crew, they're about their money. So if you fine them for disrespecting an icon, then, you know, they would tighten up and straighten up. And it... And they'll be like, well, why everybody tripping? But Nicki Minaj did say something that's very profound. And I like what she said. It says, allhiphop.com, it says, Nicki Minaj responded to the controversy a day before Shabazz, which Alicia Shabazz is Malcolm X's daughter, on February 13th, by removing a photo from her social media pages. She apologized to Malcolm X's estate and then responded by addressing the hypocrisy in the treatment of the term nigga in a statement on her personal Instagram account. This is what Nicki Minaj said. She said, the word nigga causes so much debate in our community while the nigga behavior gets praised and worshipped. She right.
Oh, yeah, right? She got a point there. She got a point there. I'll give her that 2 cents on that part, Ebony. But, you know, like I said, you know, she's going to have to really do some soul searching and about her brand now. You know, now, you know, you may lose potential endorsers. So I don't think they're not looking into that. And, you know, and like I said, I'm just curious to see what her fan base thinks about that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to see, what her fan base thinks about that.
The Barbies don't care. The Barbies don't care.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Everybody, now those little Barbies don't care. Anything that Nicki does, yeah, the Barbies, you know, they may care a little bit, but, you know, it's, a lot of people say, oh, it's entertainment. I'm in the entertainment business. It's a couple of things that I'm not going to do. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of things that I don't do as far as when it comes to keeping it clean, keeping it professional, keeping it branded. You know, have something that's going to last longer. Plant some good seeds, because a lot of people saying, oh, Diva, it's a lane for everything. It shouldn't be a lane for everything. That's just a disrespect. Another documentary I want you guys to check out while we're talking about Black history. It's not just Black History Month. It's Black History every day. Sugar Hill Gang. Check out the documentary. And that's the Rapper's Delight is when I'm playing in the background. But check out this documentary called I Want My Name Back on Netflix. This documentary is going to blow your mind, because the Sugar Hill Gang, there are two Sugar Hill Gangs. And I know y'all wondering, like, Diva, what do you mean there was two Sugar Hill Gangs? I was blown when I seen this too. But the original members of the Sugar Hill Gang, which was Big Hank, Wonder Mike,
right,
and Mr. G,
right,
the original members, they had fell out, the group had fell out back in the 80s. So Wonder Mike and Mr. G went their separate ways, and Big Hank stayed with Sugar Hill Records, which was run by Sylvia Robinson and her husband, which they was managing. They fell out because of money issues or whatever. They Wonder Mike and Master G come to find out that they was ripping them, that they was taking all their money. So they split up. They Sylvia and them kept the group together, and they replaced them with two other people, which is understandable. That happens. Sometimes people die and groups split up. But here's the thing. The man that, the ones that they replaced them with, one of the guys is using Master G's name. Not only did he replace it in rapping his rhyme, he is using Master G's name. Like, you don't come in as a replacement and use the same person's name. Like, that's ridiculous.
Wow.
It's like they're replacing Eddie and calling himself Eddie King. No, you can't be Eddie King.
Wow. I'll have to look into that.
You ain't got it. You ain't going to get it. Yes, you want to watch I Want My Name Back. They were going through court and everything. I don't want to spoil the documentary, but it's called I Want My Name Back. These men were truly fighting for their name, and not only did Sylvia Robinson and the family and whatnot, what they did was they registered the Sugar Hill, they copyrighted the Sugar Hill Gang Records, and that was the name of the label. They copyrighted it without the permission of Wonder Mike and without the permission of Mr. G, and not only that, they went and copyrighted the names too of Wonder Mike and Mr. G. So you got some falsifiers down here that's saying that they are Wonder Mike and Mr. G, and knowing that they was not the original members. And they are making money off of it, doing shows and carrying on and trying to shut down the original members. When you see this documentary on Netflix, Saturday, step your game up and go to I Want My Name Back, and you're going to see the story of the whole Sugar Hill Gang and the Rapper's Delight. They are the four founders of this as well. That has a lot to do with hip hop. You can play Rapper's Delight anywhere and the crowd will be jumping.
Of course,
Sugar Hill Records all starting in Englewood, New Jersey. Big shout out to NJ. But you guys want to research this and sit down with your youth, with your youngins. Let them watch this with you. Instead of watching, you know, Belly, or instead of watching Paper Chases, sit down and let them watch this with y'all. It's such a good read. I mean, it's such a good documentary to watch. It's something like a movie. But it's all real. And it's showing you how independent artists and business owners, how it can get real hairy and grimy, and how they can get jerked out of their brand, their money, and whatnot. You got these artists that was on tour in front of 80,000 people, rocking out. Then 3 months later, coming back to the States because they was on tour in overseas, but coming back from overseas and broke, no money. Living in the park, sleeping in parks.
Wow.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday. We're going to another short music break, and then we're going to come back and hit y'all in the head one more time with Stepping Your Games Up, with your visuals, and also talking about the Nicki Minaj situation. If you want to comment and let your voice be heard, call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Here's another hot artist right here, Young AJ. Well, everybody want to know who is it?
What's up, world? What it is, what it does, DJ Chris Sean, repping that infamous Terror Squad, international party rocker. Today I'm bringing you into my city, Tampa, let you know one of the hottest artists out there. When you say hottest artist, they definitely got to have two things. Matter of fact, three. Crazy song on radio, crazy song in the clubs, and that love from the community, the city, the support, the streets. So, without further ado, Young AJ. My man, what's been going on? Tell me, Young, first off, for the whole world who doesn't even know who Young AJ is, let me know who Young AJ is. Young AJ is.
Southern Smoke.
Everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. True to the game, he been so long. The ass around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. I put on for the city, you ain't heard about it. All in the A-Town with the team Holly. T-Town, Trigger City, Gunshine. One time for my niggas on the west side. It's Mr. Run It Bike, man, you know the name. All I do is make hits, I'm so all the chain. So you gon' see me in the Hall of Fame. Team Crawford Entertainment, and we are not a game. We the fam, and I don't give a damn. If you respect my city, you gon' see me going ham. 412s in the trunk, hear the bam. From my Cadillac to Bill, shout out to the homie Sam. Like, really though, we don't play around, you don't hear me though. Got Mike Big call in the video. I know you hear us on the radio. Well, everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year.
I talk about it cause I live this. So when them real niggas hit me, they'll feel this. Cause this the shit I really do, a nigga only 22, but I know how to handle business. I been in the A with T.I.P., the legend 8-Ball, MJG, and VIP, up in Midtown, Tennessee, really putting on for the 813. Now how you like that? Quick freestyle, I ain't right there. My brother Young Dro say I'm on the right track, so after I hit him with this shit, I'm coming right back. Well, everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. Shoot to the game, we against all laws. To ask around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. Cause everybody wanna know. Everybody wanna know. Been in Young AJ crib, so they can never say how Young AJ live. AJ real, you ain't gotta say he ill. So you can look around, but you ain't gon' find another young nigga with a flow like mine. So I'ma tell you one more time, you ain't gotta bump it, but you gon' respect my grind. Cause I be going in 7 days a week, up late nights, I don't get no sleep. Cause if a man don't work, then he ain't gon' eat. So I ain't stopping till the song complete. Now sing it with me now. Everybody wanna know who Young AJ is. He the hottest nigga on the earth this year. Got a lot of haters, but they know we here. We here. Ain't there a nigga gon' ride for me like my dog. True to the game, we against all odds. The ass around, nigga, we go hard, so hard. Cause everybody wanna know. Everybody wanna know.
Check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Thank you.
someone who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heavens in. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard you rising somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard you rising somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna go to my rest.
Write me hostile texts on the counter, my lifestyle's perception. It made my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them, they never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling in dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool or ass? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. And that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime, yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my bitch. My Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, ayo Salam. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is he? The man who is just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can see. Where is he? The man who is just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can see. I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna look to my red and my cherry. Cause I'm alone.
Life is good.
We are what radio should be.
Life is good, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Also, friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. Again, that's Diva Mary Kay. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in, listening live right now. On your tablets, on your iPads, on your phone, all over the world. We definitely appreciate you tuning and listening. If you want to be a guest, a co-host, or you want to be showcased, interviewed, and promoted on Diva Spot Radio with Diva Spot ENT, all you got to do is hit me up, 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or you can at me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, with I'm Ready. Just at me on Twitter with the words I'm ready, and we will definitely hit you back to get you here on Step Your Game Up Saturdays, Frontline Fridays, Spiritual Feeding, or Mommy Mob Mondays. We're talking about visuals on today. Visuals are so important for your brand, for your business, for artists. It's definitely important, and visuals can make or break you. I let you guys know at the top of the show a couple of services, because Step Your Game Up Saturdays is all about, you know, businesses and community uprising. So, you know, we want to make sure we're giving you guys some resources to utilize. So for all of your promotional needs as far as printing, premium printing and web services, check out www.slimbaby.net. Again, that's slimbaby.net. He got everything from flyer designs to musical single artwork to business cards, business ads, logo drawings for t-shirts, your Facebook, your Twitter designs, logos, website designs, and he also got packages like the Indie Grind packages, club promo packages. I utilize his service, and he is definitely worth it. He's good. He has great graphics. The turnaround is good, and it's a great investment in money. And for those who are investing money in promotional products like this, like pins or flyers or your business cards, if you are registered as an artist or registered as a business, you can write that off on your taxes next year. I would say for starting off in the beginning, because a lot of people are uncomfortable with investing money or investing their money into no-face companies, do a small investment first. Small investments and see how that works out for you in the turnaround. That way you can build a rapport with the business, and you can be able to gain some trust when you can trust your money with them. So start small and then go bigger as far as with your visuals. Video, videography, commercials, reality shows, videos for your music. You want to check out Heyday Films. Big shout out to Antoine Heyday Films. Did some recording for me at an event that I had last year, and it came out beautiful. I was very, very happy. Reasonable price. So you want to go to www.heydayfilms.com. Again, that's www.heydayfilms.com. Another printing service that you can use is Vista Print. Everybody should know about Vista Print. www.vistaprint.com. Very affordable. The turnaround is good. You get your flyers, your business cards, everything. Boom. ASAP, it's all with the timing. So if you are in business and if you are an artist, you should not leave out the house without a flyer of yours or your business card. It's like your wallet. If you're really in business and you're working, these are the things that you are going to need. I can't stress this so importantly. We live in a world where we can share, you know, taxes and whatnot, but you want to have something physical to put into somebody's hand. I think that's the best. On my flyers, I have my telephone number, my website. I even got my QR code on there. This is going to be great for you, and actually for the search engine on Google. If you go to Google right now and search Diva Ebony B, I'm the first thing that comes up. Nobody comes before me, and that's what you want. You want to be able to search your name or search your brand or search your music, and you be the first one to come up on the top and nobody else. This is, we're talking about visuals in your brand. And there's a couple of pictures that come up as well as far as with my brand and my logo.
visuals are very important. We're going into the summertime, and you want to make sure you have, the first thing that comes up when you search Diva Ebony B is my Twitter. It's the very first thing. Because that's what we most likely pushing and promoting. But when you get these flyers and these business cards done, I want you guys to be very, very mindful of what you're putting on there. I see a lot of club owners, and you know, clubs do it. They put the beautiful women on there, and I know they like sex sales or whatever. But if you're a business and you're really trying to bring in some real serious people, you want to put on there exactly what you do and exactly what it relates to. I understand sex sales, but you got to think about the market, the market that you're targeting. Who are you trying to get the attention of? Who do you want to do business with? How do you want them to contact you? They can contact you phone. They can contact you via web. They can contact you via email. What of their information do you want to have when they do contact you? Do you want them to go straight to your website and say, okay, look, here's the business, here's the prices, fill out this submission form, or fill out this form and we'll contact you? Another thing, you really don't have time. Or me personally, I don't have time to be on the phone all day with somebody who's guessing if they want radio advertising and promotion. I'd rather send them to my site, let them take a look at their packages, let them take a look at the project, let them get information about me, and let them fill out that submission form. Once they fill out that submission form, it collects some information that lets me know that they are serious. They are ready to work. They're not straddling the fence. That's very important. Call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Oh, Instagram. That's another thing that I wanted to talk about on Instagram. Especially for artists. Artists on Instagram. Instagram is pretty cool. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. But it's just some of the things that you people post that has nothing to do with what you do. If you have an Instagram for your music, then use it for music. If you have an Instagram for your business, then use it for business. Same thing with Facebook and Twitter. If you may want to have two different accounts. Because if you have one for business, only use it for business. If you have one for personal, only use it for personal. Because what happens is when we go to Google you and check out your following, what you're doing, where you're going, who you're doing it with, you don't want anything to pop up that's crazy. You don't want anything that's going to pop up that's going to distort your brand or your music. And watch who you associate yourself with too. That's another thing as far as visuals, because you can have done a collab with somebody or done business with somebody or was at a networking event with somebody and they may not have all of their stuff together and you get associated with them and you're turned off and people are turned off from you and doing business with you because of somebody else, guilty by association, of course. But let's be very, very mindful about what we are putting on our visuals, what we are putting on our website. And if you're asking people to go and check out your music and whatnot, at least say hi to them first. How you doing? How's your day? Hey, if you got time today, can you check out my music? Introduce yourself. I'm such and such from. Check out this website. I want to save you some money. Or I would like to do business with you. It's all about the approach, people. Again, follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. Also, three ways to listen to the shows. You can listen live by calling in at 347-850-1521 when we're live on air. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Or take me on the go. Take us on the go with you. All you got to do is download the TuneIn Radio app on your phone. Go to your Google Playbook and download TuneIn Radio and search Diva Spot Radio. I'm about to get out of here, you guys. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in live to Step Your Game on Saturdays, each and every Saturday. If you would like to be a co-host on the show or a guest on the show, all you have to do is hit me up at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739. Or you can hit me up via Gmail at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. And then while you're listening online, make sure you follow the page. So look at the top of the page here, follow the page, and you will be updated when we're live on air or when the next events are coming up. And also scroll to the bottom of the page and leave a comment. Leave a comment for Diva. Give us your feedback about the show, anything that we can add, we can take away, or your comments if you enjoyed the show. It's your girl, Diva Avenue B. I'm about to get out of here with some more hot indie music. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 5 p.m. on the West and 8 p.m. on the East to Spiritual Feedings. It's your girl, Diva Avenue B. Let's go. Jagged Edge. Good luck, Charm.
Every time that something good happens in my life, you're always there for me, looking good by my side. Picture you now pulling up your pantyhose, and you always got that sexy underwear on. So much good has come my way since you came in my life. I'll never push you away or brush you off to the side. See, girl, I see my luck has changed for the better. You looking out for me? Probably be in these streets. Without you in my life, my whole future ain't the same. And I'm not one to complain, baby. I know I've been around. I'm tired of messing around. And I knew you were a keeper, so baby girl, I'm keeping you. Can't think about letting you go, no, no. It seems like every situation I be facing, you know what to do to save me. So I know you bring me love, so I'm standing strong.